what you're talking about, this subject matter was first brought to the forefront back in 1998, from what I've been able to read about this issue, by Mr. Thomas Gold and also Dr. Thomas Gold and Frank Dyson. And this has to, and specifically what you're talking about, the deep oil wells, drilling deep. From what I understand, in Russia, they've got a couple of 40,000-foot wells that they've dug, and they are producing oil. And if that is in fact true, that would mean that they've dug down farther than any substrata could hopefully provide fossil production for this oil. So maybe it does lend some credence to the idea that the Earth itself is producing oil.
Oh, you're correct. The deeper dynastic research that was done on the Siljan Ring and many other areas, they've drilled through crystalline basin and they found huge reserves of oil. The reality is, if you go deep enough into the mantle of the Earth, you can recover oil and recover substantial amounts of it. Todd, I can assure every one of your listeners listening to this broadcast, we are not running out of natural gas. We are not running out of oil. I would be as bold as to say that I believe the Earth is creating oil as we speak. And that, I mean, let's just look at the data. I mean, for years we were told that we were running out of oil. Hubert's Peak, you know, it's the end of the age of oil. In 1980, we had 645 billion barrels of reserves. 1985, 670 billion. 1990, a trillion. 1995, a 999 billion. And now we have proven reserves of 1.28 trillion barrels. Plus, we have now found 3 trillion barrels of recoverable oil in the oil sands in Canada. We found another 1.1 trillion barrels right here in America locked in the oil shales.
Right, right.
And Rush Tillerson from ExxonMobil is suggesting there may be as much as 7 trillion barrels in the world. We've got to get away from this junk science that says we're running out.
So, supposing that the steps are taken, what can we do locally to try to help change things? Can we call our congressman? Can we call our senator?
Well, what we're hopeful to do in the book Black Gold Stranglehold is reignite a debate and stop villainizing the oil companies. I know Bill O'Reilly and many others, and I'm a big fan of Bill O'Reilly's, but you know, he wants the oil companies to cut their profits and it makes it look like it's all the oil companies' fault. This is not Big Oil's fault. Big Oil has spent billions of dollars developing technology and exploration to make sure that we have plenty of oil in America. What we hope to do with the book is re-stimulate a debate to bring a balance between environmental concerns, exploration concerns, conservation concerns. We're not saying we shouldn't pursue wind and solar and nuclear and hydroelectric and all those other wonderful opportunities, hydrogen and hybrid cars. Those are all part of the equation. But let's make our decisions based on the fact that we are not in the short term nor in the long term running out. And we need to put the infrastructure into place to meet the ever-increasing demand that America has for electricity. To pay $3 a gallon for gasoline is absolutely insane. I mean, when I made the prediction back in October of 2004, people said, "You're out of your mind. We'll never pay $3 a gallon for gasoline." You'd be hard-pressed going to America and find it any cheaper than $3 a gallon now. It shouldn't be there, and we can change it.
Mr. Smith, we certainly appreciate you coming on.